Hello, my friend. This episode, warning ahead of time, could be a tad uncomfortable. Today, we're going to talk about the habit that most of us have of being critical of the other people in our lives. And not only will we look at why we criticize others, we will look at the impact that this habit is having on our very own self-confidence. And I'm going to teach you one of the best ways to stop criticizing and therefore improve your self-confidence. Now, while this one might make you a bit uncomfortable, it's important to talk about. So let's get after it. Grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's talk friend to friend. Do you want to build solid self-confidence and to know your next step is the right one? Do you find yourself feeling lonely and wondering if God has forgotten you in your singleness? Hello and welcome to the Single Christian Woman Podcast. I'm Sharon Lamar, party of one expert until the age of 52. Remaining single for what felt like a lifetime had me constantly questioning, am I good enough? And why had God forgotten me? It wasn't until I discovered the power coaching had to transform my thinking and build my relationship with God that my self-confidence skyrocketed and I was happier. In this podcast, you will find practical strategies, tips, and tools to help you strengthen two key relationships, the one you have with God and the one you have with yourself. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's chat friend to friend. Time is flying by, and I am having the best time. I hope you are as well. I absolutely love thinking about you and wondering about what the next episode will be about, because what I want to do is I want to help you in some way, and I hope that the show is doing that. That's the whole purpose. And I'm so happy that you're here with me today, and I pray that this episode will land right into the spot in your heart where you need it. But before we jump into the conversation, I want to remind you that my March coaching calendar is now open, and I have a spot saved just for you. So jot a quick note to yourself to click on the link in the show notes and book your free session with me. You don't even need to worry about and wonder about what you're going to be coached on. Let's talk about the role criticism is having on whether or not your self-confidence is increasing or decreasing. So that decision is already made. You know what you're going to be coached on. So I look forward to meeting you and helping you increase your self-confidence. Just click on the link in the show notes and we will see each other face to face. And I have one more big announcement. I'm super excited about this. Just yesterday, I launched our online Facebook group community. So I did that on purpose. I wanted to create another space for us to be able to engage with one another, to interact with one another. And other than me just talking to you, this is a way for you to talk back to me. So the group is called The Single Christian Woman, and I have a link in the show notes. So I hope that you will join the group, and I'll see you there. So I'm going to kind of laugh a little bit as we begin this conversation, because, you know, when I first started this podcast, I told you that I was going to be vulnerable and tell you the truth. Well, I'm going to do that again today. I have yet another story to share with you where I show up poorly. And so anyway, I'm owning it. Let's just get on with it. And we're going to call this story the story, or the parable. I like kind of thinking about it that way. The parable of Gloria. And I met Gloria, which is not her real name, by the way, about 11 years ago. And right off the bat, Gloria got under my skin. I mean, can you relate with that? Who is the person? Maybe someone sprung to your mind right when I said that. This person gets under your skin. The moment they open their mouth, they annoy you. Just their sheer presence sometimes can just drive you crazy. When you see them coming in your direction, this is the way it was for me with Gloria, I did a 180 and I walked the other way. And I know I'm not the only one, like I said. I am sure you have a Gloria too. I'm not proud of it, but I have one. Had one. Anyway, at any rate, one day I didn't make the 180 fast enough and Gloria caught me. She looked me right in the eye and asked me a penetrating and painful question. Gloria said, "Sharon, what have I done to offend you?" You always seem irritated whenever we talk. Dang, she was on to me. So what do you do when someone calls you out on basically being unchristlike? What do you do? Well, as I see it, I had four choices, and I think you have at least four choices, is you can ignore it, you can kind of double down and dig your heels in and continue blaming and criticizing and justifying why you do what you do with your person. You could drop into shame and make it mean that there's something wrong with you and you go into hiding. Or you can sit with it and consider that while it doesn't feel very good, you've been handed the gift of self-reflection and an opportunity to be curious, learn, and become the next version of you. So let's go back to Gloria for a moment. What had I actually done? Why would she say that to me? Why would she question me like that? Well, I had been critical of Gloria, silently in my head and right out loud behind her back. And yes, ladies, we call that gossip. I didn't like how Gloria always had something to say or a suggestion to make about what I was doing in my job. She would always kind of come up behind me and then offer up how I could have done it better. So I always saw that she was criticizing me. If I presented something one way, she would come by later and say, hey, you know, maybe you want to do it this way next time to do it better. And she always kind of seemed to be kind of fussy over the parts of my job that weren't hers to fuss over. And so I decided I felt criticized. I mean, who wouldn't, right? No wonder I felt annoyed when she was around. Now, I am not a good actress, and Gloria is not stupid. These two things are true at the same time. So she knew I was annoyed with her. I felt like she was criticizing me, and all the while, you've already probably decided what I've been doing all the while, I was criticizing her. And this is where it starts to not feel so good, but stick with me. Our society very much, we know this, encourages us to speak our minds, speak our truth, as they say, and also encourages us to do it in lots of hurtful and very conveniently anonymous ways. We judge, we criticize, and, you know, making judgments really isn't of itself bad because we should do that as humans. We judge whether or not the dress that we're trying on is a good fit or not. We judge whether or not that's the car we want to buy. We critique a piece of art maybe to determine if we want to buy it. We're choosing, discerning, and judging and critiquing inanimate objects is very useful. Okay, inanimate objects. Then it is useful to be choosy, discerning, judging, and critiquing. The Savior is clear, though, how we are to treat one another. Love. We are to love one another as He has loved us. And we've talked about this before, what it looks like when He loves us. We find that in a couple of places, for instance, in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and in the Book of Mormon, in Moroni chapter 7, which includes, so what we find in those scripture passages is how Christ loves us is being kind, being humble instead of proud, slow to anger, staying away from criticizing and judging others. And truth be told, I was not loving Gloria the way that Jesus loves me. So what does this have to do with whether or not your self-confidence is increasing or decreasing? That's a great question. Let's talk about that. In episode 15, we talked about the three must-haves for solid self-confidence. And as a quick review, they are 1, the ability to feel any feeling, 2, to trust yourself, and 3 is the opinion you have of yourself. And I want you to consider that criticizing someone else violates all three of the must-haves of self-confidence. And because of that, it diminishes your self-confidence. But today we're going to focus on the third piece, the opinion you have of yourself. So the truth of the matter is, what I was thinking about Gloria is exactly what I thought about me, which is usually the case. When you judge or criticize someone else, you can easily turn the mirror right around and see the same in you. It's hard to see, but it's there. And it's hard to see because it's painful and it's humbling and we don't want to see it. When Gloria asked me that penetrating question, I stood silent for a moment. And then, as the scriptures say, I came to myself. I stepped toward her and I had a tear in my eye, hugged her and whispered in her ear, "I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with you, I promise, and everything to do with me. I am sorry to have hurt you." I let her go, I looked her in the eye, and we parted ways. What I told Gloria was the truth. My annoyance was not about my relationship with her, it was about my relationship with myself, and I knew it. I had a habit of criticizing myself, and so you see that it was really easy for me to drop into criticizing others. That's the way it works. I was in the habit of criticizing, and what I saw in Gloria was exactly what I saw in myself, and I didn't like it. I too could be annoying, and I had lots of good ideas how others could do their job better. I was not afraid to speak up and offer my suggestions or opinions. Come to find out, I was a lot like Gloria. We had a lot in common. So how did I arrive at this realization? Well, being coached and becoming a coach had taught me the power of curiosity. Because of what I knew and had been practicing, after Gloria and I parted ways that day, I dropped into curiosity. I didn't like how I was feeling, but I wanted to think about that instead of just push it away or feel bad about it. I thought, what can I do? So I thought, wow, I told myself the truth. I don't like how I've been behaving. I wonder what's going on with me. I wonder what's going on with me. And then I could feel the feeling of curiosity start to come up. From curiosity, I opened my heart and mind to think about what was going on with me. I was willing to think about Gloria from a place of curiosity rather than annoyance. And I became curious about her and about me. Why did Gloria do what she did? Why do I do what I do? And that's, again, like I said, when my heart and mind could open up and I could really see that we were more alike than different. Here's how we were alike. We were both passionate women who had lots of good ideas and wanted to help and share those ideas. We were women who like things to be as good as they can be. So we fussed over the details of events and meetings. And while we could be annoying, we were really only trying to show our love and support and to help. Once curiosity helped me to come to the realization that Gloria and I were a lot alike, quite frankly, I couldn't wait to tell her. So I wrote her a note. I told her again that I was sorry that I had hurt her, and I didn't justify or excuse myself. I'm trying to stay away from criticizing her and me. So anyway, I even told her that in the note. I said, you know what? I'm not going to excuse myself or justify any of this. I told her in the note how alike we were, all the things I just shared with you. And I closed with an apology and again asked her to forgive me. So I started with an apology. I told her what I had discovered. And then I asked for her forgiveness. You know, I saw her, I want to say it was a couple of weeks later. And I knew she had received the note by that point. And I thought, well, this will be interesting because I knew she was going to be at the same meeting. And in the meeting, after it was ended and everybody's getting ready to leave, she caught my eye. And we locked eyes and she just mouthed the words, "Thank you." And she smiled at me. After that, I called her because I wanted to do more. And I reached out to her and said, "Hey, could we have lunch?" And she agreed. So we met for lunch and had a fabulous time. And it was so strange for me in that moment. Here was this woman who had so annoyed me for years. And here I was having lunch with her and chatting like we were the best of friends. I asked her questions about her life, and she told me stories about her life that really helped me to see even more about her. She was not only full of good ideas and wanting to be helpful, this woman was strong and resilient, patient, kind. She was a survivor. She was amazing, not annoying, and I had fallen in love with her. Now, when I see her now, I don't do a 180. I head her way, so that we can talk and give each other a hug. So here is what I want you to hear from our conversation today. To be honest with yourself, who are you in the habit of criticizing? Be curious and ask yourself, why am I being critical of this person? Am I the same? Is there something there? And then think about, what is your self-talk like? Do you criticize yourself? Now, if you're in the habit of criticizing yourself, you may not even realize it anymore. It's kind of like the silent ticker tape in your brain. This is where writing down your thoughts will help. You've heard me say this a gazillion times. Grab that blank piece of paper and a pen and write it all down. Get it out of your head so you can look at it. Write about what annoys you about that person, your Gloria, and then circle the things that you see in yourself and that you fear others see in you. Now you can get some leverage over all those negative thoughts about the other person and about you, because they're out of your head and on the piece of paper. Then you can challenge them and make intentional choices to think differently. And then how it works is, because you're thinking and feeling differently, you will do different things. Maybe you'll simply stop criticizing the other person. Maybe you'll choose to apologize. At the very least, and most importantly, I hope you will allow yourself to forgive yourself and stop criticizing yourself. That's the key. Remember, the third element of self-confidence is the opinion you have of yourself. The only way that you will know what you think about yourself is to be curious. That's the one thing. Be curious so that you can stop criticizing. When you train yourself to stop criticizing and instead are curious, it will be so much easier to stop criticizing others, and your self-confidence will improve. That's how it works. Being critical of yourself and others is an inside job. They don't make you do it. You do it. And being loving is an inside job. People aren't just lovable. You choose to love them. Both start with you and your opinion of yourself. You, my friend, are amazing. I invite you to practice curiosity so that you can continue to increase your self-confidence. Please share with me via email at Sharon@SharonLamarCoaching.com what you learned about yourself when you came from a place of curiosity rather than criticism. And remember the big news that I started with. We have a new Facebook group. It's the Single Christian Woman. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in the group. Kind of stumbled over myself there for a minute. I am looking forward to seeing you in the group. I really hope that we can connect more in the group. Listen, I love you. Thank you for joining our conversation today, and I will see you next week. Thank you, my gorgeous friend, for spending a slice of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with one of your single girlfriends? Also, please take a moment to do two things. Leave a written review wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. I love hearing how the show inspires you or makes you think. Until next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I. Bye.